They just cut the white like that and put stick across and hang them, and wind take them around.
Like how that. Thick was that piece? You say wide like that, but how thick?
Oh, about that thick.
Oh. And these tents, how big were they?
Huh?
How big were those tents you made?
Tent?
Yeah.
Oh, some big, some small ones.
You mean 10 feet across, or?
Oh, yeah. More than that.
Oh.
Sometime maybe that big.
Could you stand up in the inside?
Huh?
Would you stand up inside? Full stand
oh,
up?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Stand up inside. Eskimo is different house.
Yeah, they're like...
Maybe that high.
Yes.
But Indian always high as that one.
What did you
just
have
go
in
around it? Like that. Hmm?
What did you have in the house in the way of furniture?
Nothing.
What did you sleep on?
Caribou skin.
Right on the ground?
Yes. No, not in the ground, in the bough.
Some boughs.
In the brush, whatever
brush.
You get.
Spruce boughs.
Mm-hmm. Spruce bough and sometimes brush when you got no timber. Where I was raised, no timber. Toughest country in the world.
I'll say it, boys.
How did a man get to be chief in those days, Paul?
Chief?
Yes.
Well, they don't elect their chief. But by school, they get chief. And my tribe, if you go to school, you know so much, you'll be chief.
Smartest man in the town gets to be chief, is
you
that
know,
it?
You know, very few men could be chief. If I run away from the war and went in the brush, I could make a living, but that's the kind of chief you want. Yeah, school, that's put you in the chief.
Your grandfather, what was he like?
What he liked?
Yeah, your father, his father, what his father, did you know him?
Huh?
Your father, well, what was his father like? Did you know him?
Yeah, I see him.
Yeah. He's, was he chief?
No.
No?
My mother's side.
Your mother's side is mm-hmm. chief.
Mm-hmm. Peter, Chief Peter, they call him a different name, but in Indian, he's a smart man. I hear him lots of talking. He tell the people, he says, it's about 90% of the people can't think. They got to have leader. See? And about 10% of the people, it's born with brain. On to be a leader. Now, today, you know, school, they teach children. Then the preacher teach children other way. Then the parent teach the children other way, three ways. They don't know which way to go. I got problem with my children. See, first time I teach him how to make a living, and how to be safe. Well, the pioneer, I could talk pioneer language pretty good, but today, 60 years ago, is different language today, white language too, Indian language is the same. Other day I went to a meeting, and everybody get up and say, economic, economic. And when they told me to talk about the education, and I say, what's the economic mean? None of them don't know what the meaning of it, but they use it.
Is Joseph Gilbert still alive?
When was that?
He was a chief at Arctic Village about 56, 57.
Christian is the one that I heard about. Christian.
Well, he had, he came from Anvik, and he was a medicine man,
mm-hmm.
and he was blind in one eye. But he was one of the smartest guys I ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
11 times in a row, he beat me at checkers. So the number 12 time, he let me win, but I knew that he did it on purpose. But he was very, very smart, that man.
I never
went to school either.
I played chess, I played checkers, but I don't know nobody here to play with.
Can you give us an explanation of why so many of these chiefs came from Anvik?
I don't know.
There must be a reason. Anvik's down on the Kuskokwim.
I know. Well,
and you're
no,
way
up. Anvik, I've been there.
Well, they had extrasensory perception. They could use magic, you see. And this is true because I've seen it happen at Arctic Village. Wherever the caribou are, nobody can find the caribou. The chief, he just sits back and he closes his eyes and he thinks. Pretty soon he tells him right where to go to the caribou. And that's why he's the chief, because he can do that. And then this one man never came back. So all the young men are out looking for him. And the chief leans back and closes his eyes and he sees a smoke coming up on the hill. So he called some young men and told them to go up there. And there that guy was. He was dead. His heart gave out just when he was shooting some caribou. But the chief could find him just by closing his eyes. And with this magic, this is why he's a chief. And that's what he told me.
Smart, you know, I guess that this Chief Peter is smart. They even called his name today down in Port Yukon. One of the smartest men. That's all. His schoolmaster teach me how to make a living and everything like that, you know. And I was graduate when the big potlatch.
Yeah.
When you graduate, you have a big potlatch? Was that when you're supposed to?
Very few Indians graduate. If I could run like that and make a living in the woods, why I'd be a chief.
How old were you when they had the potlatch for you?
Oh, 23 years.
23.
That's the youngest they ever know.
Oh.
In your tribe, didn't they have a celebration when a young boy became a man? When he went from boyhood to manhood?
No.
Tell us about it.
Did you dry fish too with the Eskimo?
Well, we got no fish up there.
Oh,
we got fish all right, but in the fall. And we could save it.